Okay, moving on to number eight, staff closures.
This is also an information item, and good news in that these two items for the San Lorenzo Park Plaza, as well as the Plains Exploration and Production Company Aurora Grande Field, represent cases where objectives, groundwater quality objectives, have been met outright. And so they're not considered low-risk closures. They're administrative closures. And I'd like to thank Tom Sales and Allison Jones for working on those projects.
Dr. Wolf?
A quick question relating to the Plain Exploration and Production Company in Arroyo Grande. During that spill, there was an illegal take of steelhead trout, as interpreted by Fish and Game, and consequently an investigation. And my understanding is that Fish and Game was the lead agency in terms of pursuing, you know, any legal matter pertaining to this illegal take. And so my question is, before when we look at this as being a complete closure, has there been any discussion between the Regional Water Quality Control Board and Fish and Game to make sure that proper mitigation has been addressed due to the environmental damage downstream?
Harvey Packard, speaking as enforcement coordinator. We have coordinated with Fish and Game as recently as yesterday on that. They've informed us that there is still an ongoing open investigation, so Fish and Game is still looking into enforcement. It's unlikely that we will join them in that case. We'll let them do the enforcement. But they did also tell us that there's a federal investigation with National Marine Fisheries Service because it's a nationally listed species also. So two open enforcement cases are still ongoing there.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other board comments or questions on this agenda item? Okay.